You know, we receive a lot of listener letters for our personal finance guru, Michelle Singletary. One of them recently is from a listener who's a new immigrant to this country. She wanted to know how to build a good credit history when her spouse doesn't have such good credit. And Michelle is back with us again. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So this listener had good credit before she came to America. Does that make any difference to her credit history here, or does she have to start over from scratch?
You have to start over from scratch. Your credit history is country specific. So say you came over from France, you had great credit. You've got to establish new credit history here in America.
And does getting married automatically change your credit profile, good or bad?
You know, this is one of the biggest myths when it comes to couples and credit. People think when they get married that their credit histories get merged. They do not. You maintain your individual credit histories. It becomes merged for a particular account if you are a joint account holder. Say you get married, you buy a home together, or you get a car together, or you get a credit card together. That information is then reported on each of your files. But all your history from before when you were single, good or bad, stays on your own credit reports.
Okay, so let's say the husband and wife of a married couple have different credit histories. Does opening joint accounts help the person who has the worst credit history? In other words, does it bring that person up to be associated with the other person who has good history?
In fact, it can. If you marry someone who's credit challenged and you open up a joint account or you put them on an existing account that has a good history, it can boost their credit score. Now, that's to say if you continue to handle that account well. Now, if you turn it over to the person who's credit challenged and they do the same thing, then no, it's not going to help you. But it can. If you put them on as a joint account holder to an existing account, it can help your credit.
So I guess it can also do the reverse. It can hurt if you have the good credit.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, so would you recommend that couples not merge accounts and not share if they have unequal credit histories?
No, I think they should share. I mean, they're sharing everything else. No, I think, if you want to buy a house together in the future and a car, you know, certainly if you are the spouse with good credit history, I think it is perfectly acceptable and you should help your spouse because oftentimes in many markets, you cannot afford a house on your own. So you're going to need your spouse's credit to come up. So that is one way to do it, to put them on some existing accounts that you've handled well.
And how long would it take, do you think, for someone who has bad credit to get in the black, if you will?
You know, that's the big credit mystery. How long does it take to get that golden score? You know, to build good credit, let's say you're starting from scratch, usually takes about 6 months if you handle the credit well. So it depends on how much other credit you have. It depends on how much credit you have outstanding. But if you put someone on an existing account and you pay all your bills going forward on time and you reduce the amount of credit, I would say probably in a year or two maybe, you should be able to see your credit score rise to a level which will help you qualify for some of the best rates out there.
Well, thanks a lot, Michelle.
You're welcome.
That's Michelle Singletary. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's our regular expert on personal finance. And if you want to hear more advice from Michelle, you're in luck. She has a new NPR podcast. It is free, and you can sign up by going online to npr.org/colorofmoney. That's all one word.